Melbourne Bird Vet. How can I help?
Hello. Can I speak with Pat, please?
Who is this speaking?
My name's Monica. Pat, you just called me to give me sort of an over-the-phone consult about Archie, but I've just had a couple of questions which you may be able to help me with, or...
Yeah, I can go see if Pat's available.
Yep.
All right, one
thank
second.
You.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Hey, while you're waiting, jump online and check out our website. Just go to melbournebirdvet.com. See what we do, how we can help you, and book in...
Hey, Pat McWhirter speaking. Wait.
Oh, Pat, it's Monica.
Yeah, okay. How can I help you?
Oh, sorry, a couple of really quick questions which I failed to ask. Should we keep him, Archie, in his cage contained for a little while, or is he okay to have his crazy
no,
fly around?
He's out in the aviary at the moment. He needs to be stay inside where the temperature's...
He stays inside anyway, but we typically leave the door open and he flies around the room.
Maybe keep him in his cage for the next week until I see you. And then it depends on how he's going. My expectation is that, and the other thing is you can't let him have any other source of drinking water apart from what we're giving you.
That's okay. That's all he has is what's in his cage. Thank you. And then Matt mentioned that he might have a hypoglycemic episode possibly, that he might
be a bit... Look, I've used a lot of this in my professional lifetime, and birds tend not to get that. That's absolutely an issue with humans. He'll be my first if that's the case.
Okay.
But, you know, if it looks like he's getting a bit wobbly, just pull him off the mini diab and give him plain water. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We don't have to, like, take his lower perches down or anything like that? Just
Same
to keep him lower. We don't have to pull out his higher perches so that he's closer to the ground or anything in his cage.
I honestly don't think that's going to be an issue. If you feel as though he is getting a bit wobbly, then we can decrease the dose of mini diab, or we can just give it directly to the beak. But I've done a lot of them this way, and they've gone okay for me. So
okay.
I think probably let's just monitor and see how he goes.
Yeah, no worries at all. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, right. Catch you. Bye-bye.
Bye.